Create a coaching component or a coaching strategy to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornell from here, Supersize Business. And today we're talking about 8 different ways you could add a coaching component to your business, create another stream of income. Now, in addition to this, and keep in mind a couple of things. Number one, you can have a coaching component for your business, which you don't have to actually be the coach for. Number two, I always coach organizations to look for ways to add different streams of income to their business. And one of the quickest, easiest ways to do that is through coaching or done-for-you services, meaning you take what it is that you do, the problem that you solve for people, and you create a process and a product that you can actually do it and implement it for them in their life or in their organization. Those are 2 of the quickest ways to add high-ticket offers to your business and a multiple stream of income to your business. Lots of people, especially in the industries that I work with, have products. And there's almost always a way to create an offer around their product, which often includes done-for-you services or coaching services or helping them do things so that they can get the best possible results from your products or services. So what are some of the different types of coaching? And I looked at this list and I'm like, okay, I came up with this list because I've done every single one of these, most of them multiple times over the last 4+ decades. So the first one of is of course, and the one we think of most often is one-on-one coaching. I coach you to do something that you want to do, to get a result that you want to do. And I guess the other thing I want to say about coaching, make sure that you pick a format and you pick a process that fits with not only your customer's needs, but your needs. If you coach in a way, and I've done all these, so I learned the ones that do and do not work best for me personally, based on my personality, based on my schedule, based on my time, based on my desire, based on my core values. You pick the ones that work for you, and those are the ones you offer, right? Or you hire people to offer the other ones that your customers really want to have. If your customers want one-on-one hand-holding coaching, then you can't possibly do that all yourself if you're going to grow and scale and supersize your business. But you can train your process of coaching to other people and have them actually provide the service of coaching. The second one is group coaching programs. I personally prefer and love group coaching programs because it's a one-to-many format. So I can show up, and now with technology, it's so, so easy to do. Before, you used to have to do courses or events or set up workshops because we didn't have the technology to reach a whole lot of people at a great distance. Now you can reach people all over the world with your coaching by offering group coaching programs. The third is workshop and seminars. I also love workshops and seminars for specific tasks, for specific goals to get a specific result for people. The fourth is online courses and training programs. I love online courses and training programs. I love to take them. I love to teach them. I love to deliver them for other businesses. The only thing I see with them is a huge failure rate. Not a failure rate because the programs aren't awesome, a failure rate because people buy them and then they never actually open them and do them. That's inherent in the process. It's just like when people buy a book, they've got a problem, they buy a book, and all of a sudden they think they've solved the problem, yet they never even open the book. Fifth, we've got retreats and intensives. Again, same reason I love workshops and seminars. Retreats and intensives allow us to focus in on one key thing, one key result that people want that we can help them get or walk them through. Remember, these can all be done nowadays, either in person or remotely. There's incredible remote technology now and online technology that makes it easy to deliver your retreats and intensives all around the world. Now, I will say there's no substitute for one-on-one in person and actually attending these events, but the virtual ones today, because we're able to reach so many more people and we're able to go all the way around the world and people don't have to travel, yada, 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 all the benefits of digital technology. Like I say all the time, there are good things that came out of the COVID pandemic. It pushed technology and digital technology ahead, I think, by decades, because people that normally wouldn't have even considered or adopted it had to adopt it in order to survive and thrive. Sixth, you can offer coaching packages. You can offer 1 month, 3 month, 4 month, 6 month, 12 month packages to people where they pay you monthly, which is a great way to create ongoing residual predictable income for your business. Seventh is mastermind groups. again, mastermind groups are one of my very favorite, I guess, methodologies or processes, because it's not just me sharing information and helping to teach other people. It's all of us learning from one another. I think masterminds are awesome, and mastermind groups. I don't have one currently, but I've had several of them in the past, and I love doing them. And I love participating in them because as the teacher, you get as much learning as the students do in most cases, if you're open to it. And then finally, the eighth one is specialized coaching services, meaning you can tailor your coaching services, what you offer, how you offer them, based on what your ideal customers, your ideal clients want. They'll ask you and you tell them, yep, I can or cannot do that, or this is how we can do it. And you work it out and you create a customized coaching program just for them. Guess what? They pay a lot of money for that because they get their exact specific needs met, and you can provide it for them usually in a much shorter, much quicker, much more efficient way than if they're just going through your online coaching program, for example. All right. Love to know, do you have a coaching component for your business? Have you considered one? And if so, how's it working for you? If not, why the heck not? Share in the comments below so we can learn from one another. And I will be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy that you can use to help build, grow, and supersize your business. Have an awesome day.